This research certainly did make interesting reading. Having looked at the list of potential jobs that it says will go, you know, it covers the majority of roles. You know, things like retail sales, according to the list, is 94% likely to be automated. Receptionists at 96%, roofers at 90%, but you know, one of the lowest was solicitors at around 3%. I was a little surprised at such high percentage in so many employment areas.
Is there a genuine concern at all? I mean, how realistic are big job losses to machines, do you think, in the coming years?
Well, we know, and we have known for a long time, that automation will increase across all sectors in the years ahead. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's an end to jobs. What it means is that the employment opportunities that will be available will look different from what they are today. And what we will need is a workforce with stronger digital skills. And actually, quite surprisingly, despite young people being brought up in a technological world, we do have a shortage in digital skills in the workplace. And actually, unless we get to grips with the sort of lack of digital skills in the workplace, then we are building up a big problem for the not too distant future. And we know we've got an ageing workforce, with most businesses now employing of multi-generational teams. And we need to find a way to encourage our businesses, particularly our small businesses, to upskill their existing employees to meet this future digital demand. And actually, I'm a member of the Southeast Local Enterprise Partnership Board, and I'm really pleased that we're leading on the Digital Skills Partnership for the region. And I think working alongside businesses across Kent and Medway, I hope we can really start to make inroads into raising the awareness of the need for businesses across all sectors in upskilling their workforce with digital skills.